Welcome to another Deeper Faith, Wider Love podcast. I'm Pastor Dave Young.
I'm Brian Jaster.
From Bethel Lutheran Church here in Winchester. And it is following Easter. Great celebration, Brian. Great time on Easter. Overflowing crowd, which was great. And one of the highlights for me was a word that I shared with you guys yesterday in staff meeting, but something Amy said. In that it was so crowded, a lot of our regular folks got there and had to sit way, 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 way in the back near the doors. And I went up to Amy and I said, Amy, I'm so sorry, your first Easter here, and you're unable to be up close. You're way back in the back. And she said, Dave, it's okay. We're here every week. It's great that these other folks could be up there front. And you said something about the youth.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of youth were doing kind of saying
same
similar
thing.
Stuff.
Yep.
I think that's awesome. I think that's... Mm-hmm. That is real Christian hospitality, and so Amy was a grace, an incredible grace for me this week and on that day. But a great celebration, wonderful worship, cool vibe, and that's always really great. And so as Brian and I were talking about what to share this week, first we're gonna share a little bit about what's going on this week, and then come back to that idea of what happens after the big celebration of Easter. So. And practically what's happening here at Bethel is that this week, it's upcoming Sunday, our children's musical from our Joy Singers and Ringers will be happening in between services. Darlene DeMott and the Joy Singers and Ringers and the Praise Kids have been putting together just a wonderful program, and that's going to be great. So we invite people to come back and experience that with us this upcoming Sunday. That'll happen in between services at 9:45, 10 o'clock. So hopefully you can come there. It's called Dr. Newhart's Neck Up Checkup, and apparently a lot of singing, a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
So we invite the kids, you to come and watch and to experience the wonderful gift of our kids. And Brian, I know, has got some really cool things going on with you, so I'm going to let him share a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's just one thing. We have been invited to go and see where God is on the move in the community of Brick, New Jersey, which has been affected significantly by Hurricane Sandy about a year and a half ago now. And they are at the rebuilding place now. So we are doing a week in July called Mission Rebuild. And starting on the first Sunday in May, aka Apple Blossom Sunday, we are starting something called Mission Shares. So come check out the Mission Shares booth at the back of the sanctuary and help and support and pray for and invest in the lives of our youth and adults who are going to Brick this summer.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Yes.
And we're really looking forward to that. And so as we ruminated on how awesome Easter was and the great overflowing crowds and just what do we do now? What does it look like next? And so we're centering our time today in the 16th chapter of Mark and the account of Jesus' resurrection. And so Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome had brought spices to go to anoint Jesus. And they come, and as they get there, they enter the tomb. They see a young man there because the stone had been rolled away. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who is crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him." And now here's the part we wanted to kind of work on today, share about today. And then he said, "But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. And there you will see him, just as he told you." So, Galilee is, for the disciples and Peter, their home. It's where their everyday life was being lived before they went on this journey with Jesus. And so, probably the place that they would return to. And so, Galilee becomes the word, the place that reminds all of us that after the resurrection, after Easter, after the big celebration, after all the incredible news of Jesus' resurrection and the tomb being empty, that we return back to our lives, our normal lives. But the grace is that here we are told that as we return there, as we return to Galilee, the Galilees of our life, there we will see him, just as he told us. And I was sharing with Brian that right after the big celebration of Easter service, I go home. My family's already eaten because they were eating quickly. Our big meal that evening was dinner, so they had already gone ahead and eaten. I got home, had a quick sandwich, and then went out and started putting up a garage door opener in my garage and spending the afternoon with my father-in-law doing that. But in the midst of that, working with him, spending time doing something that was beneficial for our life and for our family and our new home, there was real grace in that. There was real joy, and might I even say, taking out the death of the old garage door opener and the brand new one, there was new life in that too. So, but there was just real joy in spending time with him and spending time with family afterwards in a very small way out on the beach, and just a great day. So the God met us there, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Same for you, kinda.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting that we come down from the high of Easter a little bit. You know, we got the sermon, we got the great music, we got the peeps chirping in worship, we got the dressed up clothes and the Easter brunch and the lilies. So once the lilies have died and you've gone home and you've kind of checked out, you know, you have to enter back into those normal things. You know, for the disciples, it was, hey, Galilee. And for us, it's, you know, it's school and jobs and sports practice and lunches with people you like or don't like. Mm. It's time at home with families. And the really amazing thing about this story and that I want to focus on as well is Jesus is going ahead of you.
Mm.
And you're going to go there and go and see Jesus ahead of you.
Mm.
And that, for me, that's really hard to hear in some level, too, because, like, you know, on Monday night, our dog got attacked by another dog, you know? And so what does it mean for us to encounter Jesus there in that? Like, going, I mean, what? That sucks, you know? And sometimes I think that's the truth, is that have to go to the places, the normal places, and Jesus will be there. And it isn't, like, the high of Easter of, like, the flowers and the good music. It's the nitty-gritty, grind-it-out kind of stuff. It's the relationships with kids who might bully or be bullied. It's the family structures and systems that are kind of messy and kind of weird and kind of broken. So I'm trying to hang on to the promise by a thread of, like, with our dog who's kind of going to make it, but that even there, and that risen Jesus is there, and we'll see him alive and risen in some way. But yeah, so whether it's on the streets of, you know, Winchester or Stephen City or wherever, that's kind of our promise and what we get to look for together. Jesus might be in those places ahead of us, and we get to go and see.
And that is the grace. And as I told you already, we pray for you, your family, and for Eli to get better. And we invite everybody that's listening now just to look for Jesus, because that is the great promise of the God on the loose, is that he has gone ahead of us in the midst of all the places that we may be, the Galilees of our life. And we know that as we have eyes to see, we experience God in a rich, beautiful way. And so we ask and pray that God be with you this week as you are growing deeper in faith and wider in love. Take care.
Amen.
Amen.